I'm Becky Panager.
And I'm Dan Pochelle.
WRPR News.
Nearly 1,600 students will be walking in Ramapo's graduation in May. However, for the first time in the school's history, the commencement ceremony will take place off campus. Instead of assembling with friends and family at the band shell, this year's graduation will be at the Prudential Center in Newark.
For many students, the idea of having their graduation in a distant and unfamiliar arena is something that they would never associate with going to a small, close-knit school like Ramapo. Senior Megan McHugh remembers seeing her past friends' graduations as she watched them proceed through the archway, the same archway they walked up as freshmen to make their way to the band shell awning.
My reason for coming to the school was really the small, homey environment. The graduation, being on the band shell under a tent with a bunch of folding chairs, that is what Ramapo's about. And now it being moved to a big arena like the Prudential Center, I think that's something more you'd see at Rutgers or a larger school. So it doesn't feel like Ramapo, and it stinks that we have to be the first ones to move over there.
Students received an email in December explaining the move, listing multiple factors that played into this decision. We sat down with Brittany Goldstein, Special Assistant to President Mercer, to explain how administration came to this choice.
We are at capacity on commencement to the extent that we borrow parking from our neighbors as well, and people park down by the reservation, they go down to Beth Havram, right? Multiple sites that we borrow parking for. And even with that, we find ourselves struggling for to accommodate the guests and the vehicles. So knowing that we were going to have about 250 spots taken offline because of the G-Wing renovation, it presented even more challenges. When we met with students, when this was kind of being reviewed, the overwhelming feedback from the students that we met with, and we had anticipated some of it, but I think it came so strongly, was the emotional connection to campus, wanting the opportunity for photos on campus, and wanting the arching ceremony. And even in some of our discussions, some of the students kind of brainstormed, well, we could recreate arching offsite, and do a balloon arch or do something like that. But the other students in the group were like, no, that's not, it's not the same. We were kind of like applauding the ingenuity there, but it was not received well by the students' peers. So the natural kind of, I think, solution that emerged was that we would maintain arching here on campus and build it into kind of a two-day commencement event that was family-friendly and open to everyone.
Although students may be able to understand the logistical reasons to moving graduation off campus, some still are not able to look past the idea of the sentimental attachment they have to their college. Megan Pepe has been heavily involved with the Ramapo community since she first arrived here. She was hoping to experience the same ceremony her father went through when he graduated here in 1997.
I did immediate decision day, and this was my top choice. This is where I wanted to be. And my father's actually an alumni, and he graduated on campus, did the arching ceremony. I was there. I wanted to follow my father's footsteps, essentially, and now I don't get to do that. So it was a promise that was pretty big in my mind.
Now, when you found out that graduation was going to be moved to the Prudential Center this year, what was your immediate reaction? What did you originally think?
At first, I thought they were kidding, because it just seemed so ridiculous to me. And then I was just really angry.
So what do you plan to do for this year's graduation?
I'm actually not attending any longer. I've decided that, for me, I'm still very proud to be receiving my diploma and to be graduating from Ramapo. I've worked really hard since I've been here. But it just, the whole ceremony, the meaning of the ceremony has been taken away from me. So when there's no real sentimental meaning, what's the point of attending? It's going to be a lot of extra work and trouble for something that is just going to annoy me pretty much the whole time.
Some graduating seniors, like Mike Cristantello, are looking forward to a larger venue come May.
I can't say it really bothers me. We're going to be able to have as many family and friends there, and we're not limited to the number of people. So I know I have a big family, and grandparents, aunts, uncles, they're going to want to see me graduate. So I think this is a benefit for us.
This year's graduation is an experiment for administration and its students. Whether graduating on campus, in a big arena, or having a private ceremony with your family, these past 4 years at Ramapo shouldn't be determined by one day. Graduating from Ramapo has been the culmination of 4 years of hard work and unforgettable experiences.